Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning at 7:15 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. And this is Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad to be here this morning. Normally, in case you don't normally hear me on your radio, I'm the host of Galesburg's Evening News weeknights from 5 to 6 here on WGIL, so do tune in for that. But do stay tuned for the next 2 hours here for Galesburg Live. Next hour, we'll talk with Galesburg City Treasurer Elijah French about his first couple of months in office since getting elected and how he's starting to tackle what's become a big problem for the city in terms of funding pensions. So we'll talk about that in the next hour. But first, we want to get an update on something that's been going on a while here in town, and that's what's called Galesburg on Track, a heart and soul community. We're going to find out what that's all about in case you're not familiar with it and find out how you can help make Galesburg better, essentially. Debbie Moreno is the coordinator of the Heart and Soul Project here in Galesburg, and also with us this morning is Sam Jarvis, whose day job is with the Knox County Health Department, but also is involved in this project as well. So Debbie and Sam, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Morning. Thanks for having us.
For purposes of background first, Debbie, I want to start with you. Talk a little bit about what this is and how this got started in leading up to this point.
All right. Well, about January 2016, we began the Heart and Soul process, which is about a two-year project. The whole idea is to uplift the community. It's a community revitalization project. And we have four phases to this project. The model was established by the and developed and established by the Orton Family Foundation, which is located in Vermont. And they also have offices in Denver. They've been in communities around the country. And so through their experience, they developed this model, which has four phases, the first of which was to develop a leadership team and to brand ourselves. The second phase was to talk to as many people in the community as possible to find out what's working and what's not. The third phase is to collect action ideas for the future. And the fourth phase is to come up with a plan and that we can begin to implement. So that's a lot right there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll talk more about where we're at with that in a minute, but we are at the third of those four phases.
Yes,
right now, correct?
Yes.
Sam, how'd you get involved in this? What interested you in it?
Originally, I heard about the project through work, but over time, I kept hearing more and more about it, Galesburg Heart and Soul or Galesburg on Track having different events and just kind of getting a better idea of what they're doing, which was engaging the community to take a part in it and to improve it. Having lived in Galesburg 30 years now, that was something that really interested me. So,
and you're only 27, which is really amazing. About the 30 years you're here. But no, I think we need people like you involved and interested in this concept. I imagine to help keep it going forward, right, Debbie?
Well, absolutely. That is what we did during phase one. We cast a wide net, and we asked people from the community, from all different avenues of the community, to come join us and to participate in this process. So some people joined during phase one, and others have joined us throughout the process. So I think, Sam, you've been involved maybe, a year or so?
Mm-hmm. About a year.
Yeah.
Almost from the beginning, right?
Right.
I think the first time I was involved or I took a part in it was Chief Simpkins asked me to be part of one of the focus groups, and that was returners and choosers. And the idea was there are some people from Galesburg that have returned to Galesburg, for whatever reason, and the others who have chosen to stay. So.
Guilty, returning to Galesburg. As we were talking off the air, some of you listening may know that I've been back at WGIL since April, and this is my third time working here. I don't know if I'm just crazy or if I like this community a lot. Maybe a little of both, but nonetheless, Debbie, tell me more about the Orton Family Foundation. I'd heard that this was kind of unique for a community like Galesburg to be involved in this project. Was that the case, or have I misunderstood that?
No, I think perhaps what you heard is that we are the largest community that the Orton Foundation has worked with. The whole concept behind this was to revitalize small towns.
Okay.
So that they started with towns of 500, 1,000 people, 1,500. We are a population of 32,000 in Galesburg proper. And then, of course, we have outlying communities. I think that they had felt that they'd been in a lot of communities with success, and this was an opportunity for them to expand a little bit.
I was going to say, so they were really looking to make this bigger in the sense of dealing with communities of larger size than the ones that they had dealt with then.
Yes. I think they were looking, and Galesburg was looking also for a way to uplift itself, because we've had a lot of hard times, and there was some negativity in the community, feelings of hopelessness, and this was an opportunity to try something new.
And I want to talk about that. In fact, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take our first break now, and I want to kind of explain why I thought it was important to bring you back in to the program at this point. It was an interesting discussion that my started on my other program a couple of weeks ago that led me to want to get an update on this. But I'll take a break right now, and we'll explain that more here in just a moment. We're talking with Debbie Moreno of the Heart and Soul Project in Galesburg, along with Sam Jarvis of the Knox County Health Department, who's one of the many people helping make this work.
Celebrate Independence Day with an explosion of fireworks set to music on WGIL. Big Bang Boom is a free family event at Lake Story Park on the 4th of July with WGIL.
7:23 on Galesburg Live, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. We're talking this hour with Debbie Moreno of the Heart and Soul Project and Sam Jarvis of the Knox County Health Department, who's helping with this. I wanted to kind of explain here, Debbie, and folks from your office, you're based at the Galesburg Community Foundation, and that's kind of how this this discussion today began, because a couple of weeks ago on Galesburg's Evening News, I took what I, in my opinion, a lot of unnecessary flack for it at first. Mm-hmm. I posted a question based on my week, that weekend in Galesburg. It was the weekend of Run Galesburg Run and the a car cruise that I was at for one of our other stations, among other things, and a gentleman walked up to me as I was setting up my equipment for a live broadcast and said next year he thought that they shouldn't close down any streets downtown, because he was really mad about that. And, you know, that's an inconvenience. But he said to me he thought that they should run against traffic so that if they end up getting hit by cars, the runners did, so be it. Which, frankly, appalled me to no end. And I thought about it in another sense, because I had forgotten in the 2 years that I was away that some people drive around with bumper stickers that say Galesburg, a great place to starve.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted a question setting it up that way on our Facebook page, which we do every day on Galesburg's Evening News, asking people to say something nice about Galesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, I was mostly because I used the word appalled, that led people to even criticize me for even, you know, having the unmitigated gall to be offended at something, I think. And but that's where I think the Community Foundation came in, was because one of your colleagues in the office there called me and talked about that, and that led to you talking to me about that, and that's kind of where we led to you being here today, because This, I think, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I think this kind of ties in really well to what I think I was trying to do there. It seemed to me over the off and on 15 years I've been here in Galesburg is that people, and I started right around the time the Maytag plant was announced to be closed in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So I could understand to a point where people might be a little maybe cynical or even perhaps negative about the future of the city, because you had a big employer like that decide to just up and leave. And a lot of people thought the town would be devastated. And I never saw it that way. Mm-hmm. I never saw that it would ever actually truly be that way. But I think there are still people in town, wouldn't you say, Debbie, that maybe do think that way, that the that, you know, Galesburg is never going to be what it was. And there were a lot of people at the time that said Galesburg was going to be a ghost town and there's nothing to do in Galesburg and there are no jobs and all this stuff. And I thought, even for a rightfully so cynical news reporter like myself, how can you think that way?
Well, I think that was the impetus for the Galesburg Community Foundation to do something.
Yeah.
Josh Gibb, who's the executive director, met David Lecky, who's executive director of the Orton Family Foundation, and they were at a conference and they started talking, and I think Josh was really intrigued by what David had to say about this project and the model. And that particular bumper sticker really gets under the skin of a lot of people in this community, because mm-hmm. many of us see the positives here. That isn't to say that there aren't problems as well. So what this project does is it allows people to speak openly about the pros and the cons of being in Galesburg. And then from during our phase two process, we got into the community very deeply, and we collected people's ideas at various venues around the community. Mm-hmm. And we use these little cards that I brought, and we call them thin data collection. And what that meant was, can people tell us in a sentence what they love about Galesburg, and then in another sentence what they might leave behind? All of that information was put into a database, and this is where Sam has been very helpful, because he seems to know a lot about data and statistics.
There's one in every group.
Yeah, right. Well, and fortunately for us, we actually have a data team that has pulled together. But people were able to express their ideas. We also conducted one-on-one interviews, sometimes for up to an hour and a half, mm-hmm. to really hear long stories about people, how life used to be and how it is and what they hope for in the future. And from all of that information, we held a community summit on March 25th. And that was a place where people came together and talked about the values that we have in this community. So the conversation revolved around 15 identified values that we have now refined to 8. And that's kind of where we are right now, is we're vetting those 8 ideas around the community.
Sam, you've lived here longer than I have. Did you kind of get the same feeling that I did, that maybe some people are perhaps, and I, again, maybe it's just my years as a news reporter, I hate giving my opinion, but in my opinion, people were unnecessarily negative. Did you feel that way, and did that lead you to be a part of this, or was there something else?
Yeah, absolutely. I think growing up here, you know, I was a sophomore when Maytag announced that it was closing, and I've seen.
Does that mean I'm older than you?
Maybe a little. But you know, throughout the years, you know, I've kind of seen how Galesburg has moved on from that point, and mm-hmm. yeah, I would say so. I think that's what originally got me most interested in looking at all these, because I wanted to see what people were saying about Galesburg, because generally you only remember or hear the negative. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, throughout this entire process, looking at all these things, you know, just from looking at everything, people, when they say negative things, it'll be just short, one-word answers. You know, it's just something that can just fly off the tip of their tongue. You can imagine, you know, jobs. Jobs is the thing that comes up a lot. But when people
like something people say that maybe they can't or won't explain further.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you get in the habit of saying those things without maybe even thinking about it. But when people said positive things about Galesburg, they went on and on and on. They were able to tell a story or had an amazing reason of why there was something, you know, they found something positive about Galesburg. And they took the time to say it, too. And I think that was that's been the most inspiring part for me.
We got to take another break, but I want to talk a little bit more, Sam, about some of that data collection you've gathered and maybe where we go from here with that, because you're still collecting more data. And I imagine that will probably never stop as long as we're doing this. But Debbie and Sam, stand by for just a few minutes. We're talking with Debbie Moreno of the Heart and Soul Community Project and Sam Jarvis, who's helping as well.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
7:35 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Thanks for joining us on Galesburg Live. I'm Will Stevenson. In our 8 o'clock hour, we'll talk again with Galesburg City Treasurer Elijah French about some of the financial issues that are pressing in the city. But we want to continue our conversation in this hour about the Heart and Soul Community Project with Debbie Moreno, the person in charge of said project here in Galesburg, and also Sam Jarvis, one of the people helping out with that. Sam, if he sounds familiar, has been on WGIL a number of times, which he was telling me off the air he's been more than pleased to do because he is because he's with the Knox County Health Department. So we were talking a little bit, folks, before the break about what data you've collected already in terms of, you know, feedback and what people have said through those little one-sentence statements and things that they've made. Is there any way to sort of encapsulate, Debbie or Sam, maybe one overall or overreaching theme, or does it that they've said is starting first with what they like about Galesburg, or does it really run the gamut?
Well, where we are right now with all of that is we developed value statements that came out of the thousands of comments that we collected. We've developed each value statement, and they're a little bit involved, but we also have simplified them. So maybe Sam and I can go through the eight value statements. You want to alternate, and I can read one, you can read another?
Yeah, let's do that. And let me back up first. You said you've gathered thousands of statements in this time. It's kind of one of those things where I kind of get the impression that sometimes, you know, you ask somebody to say, you know, to give feedback on something, and I find this a lot in broadcasting, that, you know, you ask somebody to give an opinion on something, and they're more than happy to talk to you off the air, but then when the microphone comes on, they don't want to say a word. But did you find that a lot, or were people more than willing to give feedback?
We found that people were very happy to provide feedback.
On both ends of it, or more positive than negative? Or?
Well, first, the little cards that we circulated around town, I mean, we left them in doctor's offices and the health department, and libraries, that, you know, we really spread out the opportunity for people to respond, and they were all anonymous responses. So people seemed to be unafraid, and I don't think that we had a problem with it at all. In fact, I think people like to vent a little bit because they feel that, well, maybe somebody will listen to what they have to say.
Okay. And all right, so let's go back to those seven, did you say, values?
Eight
values. I've already knocked one off the list. Well, way to go me, but let's talk about those value statements.
Okay, so we, as a community, there were about 200 people at our summit in March, and we all came up with these value statements, but there were only 200 people there, so we are now vetting these statements, verifying throughout the community that these are people feel this way.
And that was March of this year?
Yes.
Okay.
And if people, we have a survey, and it's a paper survey, but it's also online. It's on our website and our Facebook page. And we're moving broadly throughout the community to talk to people about this, and it gives them an opportunity to agree or disagree with these particular statements. So I'll read the first one, then Sam will read the second, and we'll go back and forth. So the first statement is, we value and take pride in our history and cultural heritage.
We value our welcoming community.
We value a healthy business climate.
We value quality education.
We value our town's image.
We value our town services and amenities.
We value easy accessibility.
We value having things to do, arts, entertainment, recreation.
How can anybody say no to any of that? Those sound like eight basic principles for any community, really.
Right. And these have been simplified for the purposes of the survey. And what we do is we provide people with the full statement. So let me just give you an example. This was value statement number one. And the simplified version is, we value and take pride in our history and heritage. The full statement is that we value and take pride in Galesburg history and cultural heritage, which includes diversity, faith organizations, Knox College, the writer Carl Sandburg, and local architecture. The railroad is a dominant part of our heritage and a source of economic opportunity and community history. The railroad offers jobs, an Amtrak station, a forthcoming historic museum, the BNSF switchyards, and railroad days. So it then became, it was very specific to Galesburg.
Okay. And then, and the railroad is one of those things, talking about that I think people have a strong opinion about one way or the other. I noticed that this week when BNSF was in town and gave the city and the community foundation and
the Orpheum.
Thank you. The Orpheum Theater cash awards, that, you know, people, I think, sometimes get annoyed by the railroad, you know, when there's a crossing closed, or like with the East Main Underpass construction. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes people don't fully appreciate the fact that it's our largest employer right now.
Absolutely.
Sam, talk about a little bit about that next principle there.
our welcoming community. The full statement was, we value our welcoming community that reflects a small town feel. Our town is resilient and provides a place where friends and family come together in times of need, and where volunteers and philanthropic organizations fund projects to support our community and make it prosper. This is actually one of those one of the statements that I was at the summit. So, mm-hmm. I think these the ideas, we took all these comments, these statements, these opinions, and really boiled it down to really what people in Galesburg value. I think that often these are hidden, and we're really trying to help flush these out. And like Deb said, we're vetting these now to see if people really, truly feel that way.
And a lot of those things, like the philanthropic efforts, go on behind the scenes, and sometimes they're pretty good about getting them out in the public and letting the public know that they're going on, and sometimes they're not, and maybe that's by design. I don't know.
I think some people, some organizations, you hear maybe they don't want the spotlight, though. They're pretty humble and selfless. But this has been a great opportunity to really showcase that, though, that while maybe they don't want specific recognition, that people still notice it.
And doing what I've done for as long as I have, people, the rap on us in the media is that all we want to do is report the negative stuff and things like that. But I tell people every time I go out, they say, no, we want to report everything, good and bad. And I don't think we spend enough time reporting about the things going on in the community that are good, largely because they're going on behind the scenes and don't want that recognition. And gosh darn it, I wish that would change.
That has been one of the most beautiful things that has come out of this project, in my view. I did not know how much volunteerism there was in this community.
It's really amazing, isn't it?
It is phenomenal. People have big hearts and they want to give. And sometimes they don't know how to do it. I've had people approach me and say, hey, I want my kids to understand what it means to be part of this community. What mm-hmm. can they do? Because we're at a loss. And of course, I'm happy to tell them what they can, all about all the different organizations in the community that would embrace them.
What other things did you learn through these eight statements? Were there other, I guess, maybe subsections of those that maybe came out that maybe we didn't think about as it maybe we as a community didn't think about before?
People really love the small town feel. Mm-hmm. That came up again and again. That's not a surprise, but I think that it really rose to the top in terms of values. People choose to live here precisely because of that small town feel. It's not too small, and it's not big city. It's somewhere in the middle.
Sam, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the other things people talked about, one of the reasons why they love Galesburg, why they chose to live here or stay here, were the people, mm-hmm. and that encompassed their family, their friends, how friendly people are in Galesburg. And I think that probably, that it's extremely overshadowed. And when you say friendly people in Galesburg, some people might say, well, that's not the town that I live in. But it is. And, it was recognized throughout this.
Again, I think it's one of those things where people don't, when they don't seek the recognition, or we don't know that they're doing good things, that mm-hmm. we don't know that they're good, frankly.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say we didn't also hear the flip side of that, which is sometimes...
I wanted to ask you about that next, yeah.
Right. Some people feel that it's insular and it's difficult to break into groups here. Some people might call them cliques. Some people have very long family histories in Galesburg, and they're accustomed to, dealing with their families and friends. And so if you're an outsider, you've moved in from wherever, sometimes it's hard to break into that. But I would say the majority of our comments were more on the positive side than the negative.
What other was that the prevailing – I hate to ask it this way – was that the prevailing negative theme, or were there other things that came out?
Oh, there were plenty of others, too.
talk about a couple of those here before we take another break, if you could.
I think jobs became a huge issue. That is just, it's hard to ignore that one. And again, that there are two sides to that. Yes, we've lost major manufacturing groups and companies, but at the same time, there are thriving businesses in Galesburg that actually need qualified and skilled workers.
And a lot of those have come up and developed just in the time that the Maytag plant is closed.
Yes. So sometimes it's opening the conversation. I think we can fall into a loop of negativity, and it just seems like, oh, well, there are no jobs. But if we actually expand that conversation, we see that, oh, in fact, there are opportunities. You may need to go to Sandberg and get some training. You may need to do whatever else is necessary. But if you're looking, it seems that there are opportunities. That's not to say it's not hard, though.
I want to ask before we take a break and move on to the next steps and what you're doing now with this. Has this been, on the whole, since this started last year, has this been an easy or a difficult initiative to kind of implement, either because of positive or negative, or just administrating a project like this? How has this gone for you, Debbie?
For me, this is an amazing opportunity. I have loved this task of talking to people broadly, listening to their stories. We have developed an amazing leadership team. So friendships, relationships have come out of this. I would say it's been incredibly intense.
Yeah.
So we've worked very, very hard, and it's taken many people to get to where we are. But in terms of enjoyment, this has been a thrill for me.
I've heard people say, since I've been back and since I've been learning about this project, that maybe that it's I think people at times want instant results, and that's kind of, by and large, not. In some ways we have had that, in some ways we haven't had that here. Is that kind of a hard thing to kind of convince people that Rome wasn't built in a day, I guess?
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes we all kind of have to pull back and take a big deep breath. We will have short-term successes, but in the big scheme of things, this is about long-term wins over 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So we do have to kind of remind people of that sometimes.
Okay, we need to take one final break here before we finish up our conversation with Debbie Moreno of the Heart and Soul Project and Sam Jarvis, one of the people helping out on it, one of many.
Tune in to Cardinal Baseball tonight as the Redbirds take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:20.
Tune in for Cardinals Baseball on WGIL.
7:53 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning. I'm Will Stevenson with Galesburg Live. Thanks for joining us this morning in our final segment in this hour with a discussion about the Heart and Soul Community Project with Debbie Moreno, the project coordinator, and Sam Jarvis, who's helping out as well. As we discussed at the beginning of the program, we've gotten a lot of feedback from people in terms of basically the good and bad of Galesburg. And while you think that might be enough, Debbie, it's not really enough. It's time to kind of for the rubber to meet the road here in terms of getting more of that, and maybe perhaps, I imagine, refining some of that feedback in a way?
Absolutely. So the point of developing the value statements was to identify some of the foundational positives in the community. And now we're building from there. And what we are looking for in phase three are action items that are based on those value statements. And these would be hopes and dreams of people for the near future and then the long-term future.
Would you not have gotten that prior to now in this process, though? I mean, as you talk to people initially?
To some extent, we received some feedback, but
okay.
Now it's very specific, and we're asking people to be as creative as they'd like. So, for instance, and this is the example I use when I go to talk to service clubs or whichever group, you know, is your hope and dream to have a Ferris wheel in Galesburg. Whether that is realistic or unrealistic, we don't care right now. We just want your ideas. And then there will be, once we collect all of them, and to date, I actually have this number, we've only been collecting the ideas for about a couple weeks now.
Okay.
We have 1,440 data points.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we are going to continue to receive more and more throughout the summer because that's phase three. And then we will have another summit, probably in the early fall, where the community is going to come together again. And thanks to Sam and to the work of our data group, and I can't say enough about them because they do so much important detailed work, we're going to refine the list and then as a community come up with a roadmap, a plan for the future,
mm-hmm.
for very specific action plan, and then we'll, in phase four, begin to implement that plan. And phase four then moves on indefinitely. I mean, my job sort of phases out, and then the community and a stewardship team takes over, and they make sure that the initiatives continue.
So now that we're in phase three, Sam, your data collection here is really kind of just beginning, isn't it?
It is. I think the first part of the process was, when we created these value statements, it was really trying to understand what does Galesburg actually value, and now it becomes now a really solid foundation to jump off of it to get ideas of how can we continue to maintain these.
So you're still looking for action ideas, Debbie. How can people contribute if they haven't already? It seems like 1,400 different unique data points. That seems like that covers a lot of people, but you can always use more, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. And we're going to have, I don't know, it's hard to say exactly, but I'm seeing thousands and thousands of data points coming in through the summer.
Really?
One interesting event that happened this week is, I'm not sure how many people are aware, but there's the city is going through a comprehensive plan process right now, strategic plan. And there were a couple of meetings this week, and not a lot of community folks attended,
which
unfortunately.
Is a shame, because I know we reported on them here on WGIL, at least to try to get people to go to them. And that's
right.
Kind of a shame that there wasn't more of a turnout.
I know. I think it was a difficult time of day. I'm a mom of a lot of kids, and I know how hard it is to get to a meeting at 7:30 in the evening and at 7:30 in the morning. And that's where when they were held. But what I did do is I kind of put it out on Facebook, and I asked the questions as they were being posed during the workshop. And we received thousands. I don't know. I haven't exactly counted yet, but I suspect, based on my initial work here, that we have several, at least 1,000 data points that came in just from that interaction alone.
Okay.
So we're going to continue to do that through service clubs, through the schools, through as many venues as possible.
Can people contact you directly if they want to take part at this point? How can they do that?
Okay. We have an official survey. It's a paper survey, so they can always get a hold of one through the Galesburg Community Foundation and walk in, and I will have a stack of them. They can collect them there. We also are online, so you can go to our website. We are on Facebook. You can fill out the survey that way. And I think that's pretty much what we have going on right now.
How are you? I'm curious, Sam. How do you, once you get the data, how do you collect it and how do you input it? What's kind of that process? Like, maybe that's more time than the 1 minute we have left, but.
I can tell you, when we look at everything, we're starting to pull out themes and kind of get an idea of really where people are going, like a group collective thought. So that's probably the best way to sum it up.
But we do have a database, and we have a woman who's been a volunteer from the community, Rose Morris, who has been incredibly dedicated. And she comes in and types in and codes almost all of the data.
Are you still looking for people to help kind of on
Absolutely.
People like Sam to come out and help you here?
Absolutely. We always welcome more people.
All right. And they can contact you how?
At our website or on Facebook. You want my email address? Or?
Let's,
you can find all that information online.
And there's a website for that?
Yes, we're Galesburg on Track. And just Google us at Galesburg on Track.
Okay, that'll probably be the easiest way, short of emails and phone numbers and that thing. And
that's
we'll put a link up when we upload this conversation at WGIL.com later this morning. Debbie Moreno and Sam Jarvis, our time is up, but we thank you so much for coming in. And
Thank you.
I'm glad that we got the chance to kind of give an update and help people understand that we need more good news. And that's where you all come in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. Stay tuned. News is next on WGIL, and then we'll talk city finances with Galesburg City Treasurer Eliza French. Stay there. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Good morning.